About Linda from the United Nations Association of Uganda, that is affiliated to the World Federation of United Nations Association, WUFUNA. All the points being discussed here are really amazing, but we're forgetting one group of people, the people from the developing countries. Most of the issues that are concerning the people of the developing countries are issues concerning health rights, education rights. So when you go to these people talking about right to participation in parliament, it looks like you're probably talking about something that is on another planet. So how do I go talking to working with a young person who probably doesn't have access to sanitary pads, and then I tell her about your right to be represented in parliament? So how I would just like to ask the panelists if they can probably share some of the experiences on how they'll deal with such groups of people. And then the other thing is in developing countries, most of the problem is really with the matures, the people, the elderly group. How do we get them to appreciate yet the young generation, because they really look at most of us as the chaotic type, the people who are very unserious, not trustworthy. So even it's really hard to access the being part of the decision making. So how best can we get the elderly group to appreciate us so that they can trust us with these decisions and make being part of these policy making meetings and all the deals? Thank you so much.
Thank you.